Thank you for calling Mind Kids Rewards Hotline. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And are you calling in need of a tow to one of our Mind Kids locations?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, sir. Are you calling in need of a tow to one of our Mind Kids locations?
Yes. Yeah,
Gotcha.
I'm calling for my wife.
Gotcha. And I take it you guys are the customer and not the Mind Kids employee?
Correct.
Gotcha. Can I get your wife's first and last name?
Yes, Ashley Byers, Byers.
And a good callback number for you, sir?
I'll give you her number. It's 702-861-5141.
And do you know if your wife would like to receive mobile text updates to her cell phone? All that does is just let her know her provider's phone number and their estimated arrival time through text.
Okay, yes, please.
Gotcha. All right, Mr. Byers, give me just one second. Let me get a ticket set up. All right, Mr. Bryce, can I go ahead and get the address of where your wife and the vehicle were located?
I can give you the cross streets. There's
Okay.
she was she's just pulled over. Yeah, she's pulled over on the side of the road.
Okay, what are those cross streets?
She's at Hacienda and Grand Canyon. She'll be on Hacienda probably, but Hacienda and Grand Canyon. She's right at that intersection.
Gotcha. And what's that city and state?
Las Vegas, Nevada. 89148 is the zip code there.
All right, sir. Can I also go ahead and get the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you guys were calling in about?
It's a 2007 GMC Yukon XL Denali. White.
Okay, sir. And could I also ask you guys just a little bit for details about your breakdown?
Yeah, we actually, she was picking it up from the shop. The brakes locked up and are smoking all over the place, and she can't go anywhere.
Gotcha.
And that's what they just spent the last 2 days fixing and said everything was done. We live 2 miles from the shop. She gets a mile and a half from the shop, and it does exactly the same thing. So it's going back to the shop.
No worries. We're gonna get it all taken care of with the tow back. Okay, sir. I know you're not there with her and with the vehicle, but do you know if the vehicle will still shift gears?
If oh yeah, it runs just fine. The wheels are just locked up because of the brakes. The engine, I mean, everything else is fine,
Gotcha.
but
Okay.
the for the wheels to rotate, they loosen up, and she, you know, she they said to have her drive it back, and she can go a little bit, but you know, after driving for, you know, a minute, they swell up and start smoking again.
Right. Okay. And do you know if that Yukon is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a two-wheel?
All wheel.
Gotcha. And do you know if your wife will be there in attendance with the vehicle when the provider gets there?
I guess it depends on how long it's going to take for somebody to get there.
Gotcha. I wouldn't be able to guarantee any kind of time frame. But of course, if it is going to be anything over 2 hours, we do let you know. We try to get our customers within like that 45 minute to an hour mark. But once again, though, I can't guarantee that. But for precautionary measures, I can just let you know that if it is going to be anything over 2 hours, that she can just leave the keys inside the car with the vehicle doors unlocked, and she can catch it right back home, and then she can just have the provider come out there and pick it up while she's not there.
Okay, let's do that then. We've got kids at home, so okay, she's got to get back. So yeah, just have them put them in the glove box. Or
do you know if she'll be able to leave them over the driver's side sun visor?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Gotcha. Okay, so now I'm just getting her mapped and located. Give me just 1 second. You did give me Haciendas and Grand Canyon. I'm going to put those in on my system and see if I can try to pinpoint where she's located, okay?
Okay.
Just 1 second.
You said driver's side visor?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir, and I am looking here on Google Maps. I am right here at this intersection where West Haciendas and South Grand meet. It looks like it is a photography studio right here. So what I can do is I can map your wife right here at this photography studio and then let them know in the notes that she's pulled over on the side of the road. You did say that it might be more so Haciendas than it would be Grand Canyon. So I'm going to let them know that she would more so be on Haciendas so they would know just an exact location where to come and look for, okay?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm asking her which street she's on. She's going to be northbound. I know that. She was heading back to the shop.
If you're on the other line with her, if you could just ask her if there was anything that she saw that she was located near.
Okay, so the exact street, it's I guess it's Ocotillo Falls, the cul-de-sac, right off of Grand Canyon.
It was Ocotillo?
Ocotillo Falls. It's a little cul-de-sac right off of Grand Canyon there.
Do you know if you can spell that for me?
Yeah, O-C-O-T-I-L-L-O, Falls, F-A-L-L-S.
Gotcha, and I take it she was pretty much right here in this cul-de-sac area, correct?
Yes. Yeah, she just pulled off of Grand Canyon into the cul-de-sac.
Gotcha. All right, she is in a neighborhood, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to map her at the house that's right here on the corner. I'm not really sure what side of the cul-de-sac she's on. I'm not really sure if she's on the left or right. But this house right here on the corner of South Grand should do just fine. Just so they know that she could either be on the opposite. They know she's right here in this cul-de-sac, okay?
Okay. Yeah, when she's when she was Okay, so she's gonna be on the right side. As you turn onto the cul-de-sac, she'll be on the right side. She was headed northbound on Grand Canyon, just past Hacienda. So she would be. That's fine. However you want to do it, but she just turned onto the street, so she'd be on the right side of the road.
Gotcha. All right, I do have that notated there. So she's not going to have any problems being looked for, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you guys were going to the Monarchy that's on is that APEC?
Say that again?
Was that going to be the Monarchy shop that's on Fort APEC?
No, I'll do the free shine then. Where's Kurt? No. All right. Say that again. I apologize. I'm at work. I'm trying to do a few things at once. I apologize.
Oh, you're fine, sir. I do understand. I was just making sure that you guys were going back to the Monarchy that's on Fort APEC.
That's on what?
4785. I'm not really sure if I'm pronouncing that street name right. Fort APEC Road, or is that APOC?
Fort Apache.
I messed it all the way up. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I believe so. I'm double checking right now. Yeah, 4785 South Fort Apache.
Gotcha. Okay, so and do you guys know if this Monarchy's are? I'm pretty sure they already are expecting the vehicle's arrival. Do you know if they have a drop box for the keys and everything like that?
I'm almost entirely certain that that's true.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've dropped off there before.
All right, sir. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get right on this. So your wife should be receiving a text message soon when I do have her provider secured with their phone number and their ETA time, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem at all, sir. Did you have any questions or comments for me?
I don't, no.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for your help.
No problem.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.